finally, before the break, the People Magazine letters. Jennifer Aniston was on the cover with Courtney Cox, and Michelle Sandberg from Jackson, New Jersey, didn't like that. It's nice to read that Jennifer and Courtney are real best friends. They sound like me and my best friend. But I can't help but wonder how much closer my best friend and I would be if we had millions of dollars and could jet off to Hawaii and Malibu. Must be a nice life. Shame on you people. Put some real people in there. Robert Thorson from Lake Ronahomcoma, New York.
Oh, excellent.
Can people restrain itself for 1 week and not devote the magazine to the cast of Friends? Thank you, people.
Amen.
Oh, Cara, that's great. Cara Picarillo of Cape Coral, Florida, says, my best friends and I get our toes painted together just like Courtney and Jennifer, but I don't see you putting us on your cover. Give us something to read about people who matter in this world. Shame on you, people. Show some depth. And here's some just dumb letters.
That is great. Stupid toes painted.
It was, you know, it's funny. It was a bad cover, too. They made Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox look ugly,
they
didn't they?
Horrible.
They really looked bad on that cover. There was a lot of email or letters to people and email about Mr. Chamberlain.
Oh, yes, and he's way out of the closet now.
Yeah. I fell in love with Richard. Wait, let's see. All this is stuff out about with a cold. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with Richard Chamberlain when I saw the slipper and the rose, which to this day I watch at least once a week.
Slipper and the rose?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
That will never change. I always knew that in my head that he was gay, but in my heart it didn't matter. Gillian Brinkley. What is the point of that?
I couldn't tell you.
Watches the movie once a week. It's an ancient movie that will never change. I always do it by heart. He was gay, but at my heart, it didn't matter. What the hell does that mean? Perhaps you should call Jillian. Summer Dulles of Paducah, Kentucky says, When I walked in, excuse me, I'm a feminine man with a cold and needs to clear his throat. When I walked into my local bookstore, I spotted your magazine with Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox at the cover all the way across the room. Being a huge fan of the two, I found it touching to learn that even in Hollywood, two people can become so loving towards each other. Thank you for sharing that with me. It means so much.
Oh, God, Corny.
I know.
Oh, brother. How gooey and stupid. Isn't that amazing to be moved by something so plastic and shallow?
I hate to think what's going to happen when something truly moving
brother
comes along.
You're not kidding.